Good morning. For WUKY News, I'm Arlo Barnett. As we reported last week, several Kentucky schools are opening this week, despite the governor's recommendation to wait until September 28th. WUKY's Karen Czar got a tour of one Lexington school that will be back in the classroom tomorrow.
Before you walk through the doors of Lexington Christian Academy, your masks have to be on. No negotiations.
Every student will get one on day one. Every staff member will get one.
That's LCA head of school, Dr. Scott Wells. Our next stop was the front desk, where we got our temperatures taken and filled out a health questionnaire on our phones. We were cleared to enter through a second set of glass doors.
If you'll notice on the floor, we have one directional traffic only. Students cannot back up. That's have everyone facing one direction. The CDC says that's a best practice.
Inside the classrooms, desks are spread 6 feet apart, and LCA's board approved the funding for technology for students who will be learning from home. It's called Swivel. Think of it as an iPad on a rotating tripod.
They log in the same time class begins at 8:20, and literally they can see in here, Mrs. Ransdell lecturing. This will actually swivel, literally follow her around the room. It's an interactive technology, so if the students at home have a question, they raise their hand.
Dr. Wells said about 5% of the student body opted for at-home learning, and the swivel technology will also come into play if any students do need to quarantine or test positive, but are still well enough to keep up with their classwork at home. Meredith Davis teaches business classes to high schoolers and works with K through 12 choirs. She says she's not worried. She feels prepared and is ready to get back.
I'm absolutely excited about it. And I personally have a senior in high school, and he kind of doesn't even care. He's like, Mom, I'll wear a mask if it just means I get to see my teachers. He's actually more excited to see his teachers than even his friends.
In her class, a line of blue painter's tape stretches across the front of the room, and the first row of desks sits about 8 to 10 feet away.
As long as I'm in my coaching zone, I am safe and socially distanced. I am free to be able to take my mask off so the kids can see my face, which is especially helpful for those kids who are visual learners and need to read lips, or anybody who has some learning difficulties that need to see a face and facial expression.
Once Davis leaves her teaching bubble, as she calls it, the mask goes up. Dr. Wells said every protocol laid out by national, state, and local health officials are being followed to a T. Another advantage of being a private school is that they can cap enrollment. Last week, we talked with the head of Catholic schools in the Diocese of Lexington. They are nearly at capacity. Dr. Wells said it's the same for them at Lexington Christian Academy. There is currently a waiting list to get in. Despite the best laid precautions and plans, last week Governor Andy Beshear said he still hopes schools planning to reopen will hit the pause button.
I think digital learning until September 28th gives us a good chance of success, protects the health and safety of our teachers who are being asked to take on more risk than many of our healthcare workers with less PPE, a group of kids that have a harder time complying with the mask mandate and staying away from each other.
But Dr. Wells said they've been preparing to get the schools back open for nearly 3 months and doesn't believe 4 more weeks would make a difference.
We always respect the governor and what he says, and we follow him actually daily. We follow him closely. We felt, though, we were ready. And to delay further would really be a disservice to our families.
LCA has also created a COVID response team, which will meet regularly to see if any adjustments need to be made or if there are any new recommendations that need to be followed. And the reality is, chances are someone will at some point test positive or be exposed to the coronavirus.
We have nurses on campus to help us with that, but obviously anyone that's symptomatic will be quarantined and parents will be called. We're following all the CDC guidelines on that, including conferring with the Lexington Fayette County Health Department.
Dr. Wells said he knows a lot of eyes will be on LCA since they are one of the first to open. He vows to be transparent about case numbers, challenges, and any mistakes made along the way so that other schools that follow with in-person learning will know what to expect before they head back into the classroom. I'm Karen Czar for 91.3 WUKY News.